Hey everybody, how you doing? I'll be talking about a horror movie that's coming out next month called The Christmas Tapes, and it's starring Greg Sestero. And the reason I'm
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Saying Greg Sestero's name is because there was a movie that he was in called Infant. This was another movie I did reviewed. Didn't enjoy that one, but I did enjoy Greg Sestero's acting in this movie. He was likable, he was fun, even though he was the main villain in the movie. But he was likable to me. He was the one that carried the whole flip, and I decided to stick through it. So, now he's in another movie called The Christmas Tapes, which is an anthology horror, of course, with a Christmas theme. And I enjoyed this actor, man. He reminds me of like a mix of Owen Wilson and the son of Gary Busey. I think it's Jake Busey. The way he acts, even the way he looks, you know, he just had that vibe. And when he plays the villain role like he did in Infoot, I think he plays the same character in this one too, because it was the same character pretty much. Excuse me. Why do I always cough when I'm doing podcasts? Sorry. No, there's no restarts or nothing on my show. If I get sick, I get hiccups or whatever, you're gonna hear it. Anyway, you got this family celebrating Christmas. They open the door for this guy, which is Greg Sestero's character. And he said he wants to make a call. The family told him he could stay, which was a big mistake, because he found out he held his family hostage, and they forced his family to watch these different tapes, where people have their demise in different horrifying ways. Excuse me. Now you have one segment about this couple summoning the scarecrow, and later on the scarecrow comes back to life to go after them. You got the second segment, which is my favorite one, which is this Santa Claus guy, and he put in this request for this guy to be shipped in a box and mailed to his family. But instead, this evil Santa Claus guy decided to have this guy in his house, where him and his wife tortured this guy for a reason, by the way. You have a short segment where some guy wake up, he got to look at his package, and then you get to the final segment, which is kind of funny, though, because the segment is about, it's like a horror comedy, I would say, about his family moving to this house. They realize this house is haunted, they hired this paranormal guy. And this paranormal guy's not right in his mind. Let's put it like that. And let's just say he came with a twist, because you thought it was this, you thought it was that. And then you get to your wrap on with his family being held hostage. And then let's just say they demise. It's kind of like pretty much any other found footage horror movie. It's not going to turn out good for them. But all in all, I actually enjoyed this one way better than Infoot. This was highly enjoyable. And I also, when this movie comes out in December, check it out. You know, I highly recommend this one. Anyway, over and out.